Now, Prime Minister, we think you're doing an incredible job. What a tough time for you, and it continues to be, as you know, for all the Victorians and everyone listening. Would love to hear, you've made an announcement, there are new rules for JobKeeper. Now, can you talk through how this is directly going to help Melburnians?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more than 500,000 Victorians are going to benefit from what we've announced this morning, and then Treasurer will be getting on his feet a little later today. But what we're basically doing is changing the eligibility for JobKeeper. So it means that in order to get access to JobKeeper for your employer, the rules post-September won't be that you have to fall down in your revenue over about a six-month period. It'll just be what's happened most recently. And the number of employees that are affected, that'll be taken forward to July as opposed to the current arrangement, which is back in March. So we're basically just changing the rules to make sure everybody who needs it can get it. I mean, there's a lot of technical rules, but that's the point. I mean, Victoria is in trouble. The federal government will come to the rescue on this, and we will deliver that support. And there's also, while it's not the $15 billion that this will be costing federal taxpayers right around the country, but it's also some very important additional support we put in for mental health yesterday, for Headspace, for Beyond Blue, for Lifeline, for Kids Helpline, and all of these organisations. They're doing a tremendous job. And a lot of that is targeted at younger people, particularly those who are doing their end of school, year 11 and 12, those in early years of university, people, there's a lot of anxiety. You guys know that. You're living it. And your listeners are living it. And the help is there. That's my message to them. The help is there, and it's getting more resources. And so reach out to those services, but most importantly, reach out to each other and support each other.
And that's a big one, Scott, I think, with the kids, because we've got to think when we were kids, we were always outside playing and doing whatever we wanted. But all these kids are so resilient. They've been locked in the house and can't do anything. So that's a big one with the mental health. And speaking of mental health, how are you travelling, mate? You've had a bit on. Are you everything well?
I'm good. I'm fine. I appreciate the check-in. I'm doing okay. But we're and it's been a very hard week, I think, for everybody down in Melbourne in particular, but also broadly across Victoria with those restrictions kicking in. And we just want to make sure that we're doing all the things we can. We made the changes to childcare early in the week, so parents have their places guaranteed. We put the pandemic leave disaster payment in for those who have to self-isolate for 14 days. That's $1,500. That number is 1-800-226-6, I think, off the top of my head. We've had quite a number of those calls this week. So problem, solution. That's the way.
It is. And Prime Minister, is there any insight at the moment into whether there's a cure or a vaccine on the way? How are our Australian scientists and researchers going on that one?
Well, they're doing very well. Look, we've got trials underway up in Queensland, and I talk to a lot of international leaders all the time. And everyone, there's never been, I think, a bigger global effort to find a vaccine at any one time. And so we're plugged into a lot of those projects around the world, over in Europe, United States, UK. And so it's important that once someone finds a vaccine, that everybody shares it. Mm. We can't have any games going on with this. And I don't care who finds it. If it's Australia that finds it, we'll share it. They're the conversations I'm having with other leaders. We've got to have a global commitment to make that vaccine available. But look, it's difficult to know when that will come. But I can tell you there's no effort being spared either here in Australia or anywhere else around the world.
Hey, mate, the reason I ask you how you're going is because we all think you're doing a fantastic job, but there's one guy out there that wants to have a crack at your job, and that's Osher. He's used to giving out roses, but he's come out and said in an interview that he'd have a crack at being the PM. How do you reckon he'd go at that?
I don't know him very well, but look, I think I'll keep giving it a whirl for quite a while yet.
Osher can stick to Bachelor in Paradise. Thank you to the Prime Minister Scott Morrison for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Go
good
well and look
Sharkies.
After each other. Cheers. Yes, I hope so this weekend.
11 past 7 here at the Fox. Remember when Fev asked the Prime Minister about Osher?
I really wanted him to say who's Osher. I really wanted him to say that.
I think he did a little bit.
I don't think he was clear about who we were talking about.
Yeah, because I reckon he's got a bit on. I'm not sure that he's binge-watching The Masked Singer.
Osher, stay out of it, mate.
Anyway, we have a huge announcement after 8 o'clock this morning that is going to be potentially life-changing for you. We will get to it after 8. Also, acknowledging our frontline heroes a bit later this morning. If you want to nominate one, fox.com.au.